Welcome back to another episode of A Simple Life with Michael Jeffries. On this podcast, we attempt to let go of all the subtext and social barriers that hold us back. It isn't about being right or wrong. We're just trying to keep it real. I thought, with my fourth anniversary of sobriety coming up, I would release this episode as a reflection on these past few years of pretty radical changes in my life. What you are about to hear was recorded only 5 months into my recovery from drug and alcohol addiction, long before I recorded episode 19, which is more focused on my life as an addict. You'll hear a lot of pauses and raw emotion in this episode. No scripting, just my visceral reactions to ending regular sessions with my therapist that I recorded just after coming home from my last session with her. So let's get into it. All right, I wanted to record this while it's still fresh. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2020. Back in, it was either December 2019 or January 2020, right around then, I started to see a psychologist for talk therapy. And before that time, I had seen counselors. I don't know if they had like the psychologist or psychiatrist credentials, but they had like masters in counseling, those types of things. And they had been helpful. But I had also been in active addiction to weed and marijuana and alcohol during those times. So maybe they were really helpful. And I was not using their help. But anyways, this psychologist I've been working with for the past, 9, 10 months or so, or 8 months, we have seen each other, you know, it started, I think it was once a week, and then once every other week, and once every 3 weeks. And when COVID-19 pandemic started, we started seeing each other over Zoom. And today, I just got done with a Zoom call with her, and we decided together that I'm going to move to as needed sessions with her. We're not going to schedule another appointment. And that was a very emotional thing for me. I thanked her for her help, and we discussed what would be the things that would help me to realize I should schedule a session with her. But I teared up at the end of the session, and told her I was really thankful and grateful for her. And then we hung up, and then I cried some. And I'm still kind of recovering from that crying. I wanted to record this before it had been too long to help make sure I'm still in it from an emotional standpoint for the recording. But it feels, looking back on working with her has been really wonderful. You know, it's not, I can't really point to a time during our sessions when I had a big epiphany. I mean, I've had several improvements in the way I've thought, in how she's helped me think about different things or just slow down my thinking or recognizing patterns in my thinking. She started with the first session. Her advice was so practical. It was, if you're feeling overwhelmed, breathe in, breathe out 4 seconds at a time and do some neck stretching. Stretch it one way and the other way, up and down, around. Take time. And that has gradually increased session over session to her giving me really great advice, good advice. And not as a
you know, some counselors I've seen before, it felt like they were, I was getting, I think maybe I put myself in this place. They were a mother or a father to me or something like that. I was looking to them for the wisdom that I would look to a parent for or something like that. And I've never felt that way with her. I've always felt that she is a medical professional that helps me work through things in my life, become more mentally stable and helpful. And it's really been wonderful. And I think a big part of it was in the springtime, I finally reached what in addiction circles would be called my bottom in active addiction to marijuana and alcohol. And that bottom led to starting a life of recovery and of sobriety and of engaging with a program and with people who could educate me and help me and guide me and mentor me in that. And that has been really cool because I've been learning a lot and getting a lot from them in my life on a regular, consistent basis. And still very much in the recovery process. Only what, 5 months later, April 4th, was my first day in sobriety. And that's been really cool. And that will continue. That was one of the things we talked about in the session as we left it, was we both agree, my therapist and I both agree, it's important for me to continue in that and make that a regular part of my life. And I think out of my sessions with my therapist, that was a pivotal thing. I was having sessions with my therapist before entering recovery at the beginning of April, but my mind was still very foggy and it was difficult for me to apply or hear her really and take that out of a session and into a daily walk, because I was regularly detaching from my reality and escaping into marijuana and alcohol. And in sobriety, in recovery, my self-awareness has gone up. My ability to think about things she's saying and take notes that will help me later on that I can go back to. And it's not that I've taken tons of notes. It's been a couple of things here and there. But I would say her help, my being able to apply her help since then was pivotal, was a big change. But throughout, it's just been this steady helpfulness. And I think that's been very good for me. I grew up, I don't know, this might have been intentional by elders in my life growing up, or maybe it was unintentional, but just this general distrust of the usefulness, the helpfulness of healthcare, especially mental healthcare, psychological healthcare. I can remember going to the doctor for torn cartilage in my leg. It was very acute pain, and was able to get help from a healthcare perspective then. And I think some other things growing up, but for the most part, it was, you don't need to go to the doctor for regular checkups. If you have some kind of a mental thing, it's best to see a pastor or someone in the religious community for something like that. And I don't know I recognize that I have that baggage. And I recognize that it's very possible that the advice I give to my kids, my thoughts there could be, you know, will be biased based on my own experiences. Maybe I'll over bias towards having them see a healthcare professional because of how beneficial it's been to me. Or maybe I'll, you know, I don't know. I do know that I have some of this that I will, as my kids grow older, I will be going through and influencing them on their choices as well. And I think overall, I'm also, in addition to my therapist, I'm very grateful for two individuals specifically that are very close to me. One helped me to understand, do away with some of the thoughts I had about mental health professionals, and put a hole in this armor, this thought that they couldn't help me, but there was really no help to be found in a professional psychologist. That was great. They got me to think that way, to open me up to possibility. And another person who's very close to me that really called me out and said, someone needs to help you. You need to get help. Which got me there. And because of that, 2020, really several years, but this has been a remarkable, pivotal year in my life, from a mental health perspective. And you know, I don't know if I'll ever share this on the podcast. This is a very intimate, vulnerable thing that might really, I don't know, it might not be anybody's business, but mine and those closest to me. I'll need to make that decision in the future. I'm recording it right now to leave that door open. If I do share it with others, I would say, coming from a mid-30s man who grew up in a family where trained psychology wasn't really something that could help you, people who talked about going to see a therapist were people who laid down on couches and would be asked how they feel about stuff. The old cliches from the movies. But really, at worst, a scam. They were getting you to pay them money to do things that really was not helping you. It's a con game. Or at best, it was just a waste of time. Or you could get that help somewhere else. And I don't know. I mean, it really has helped me, seeing a trained psychologist. And I'm very grateful for that. And one thing that I'm really grateful for was I never felt that I had an agreement between me and other counselors I've seen that it's okay to move to as-needed therapy sessions. I always felt like I was saying that to them, that this is the transition I want to make. And in having this sort of mutual joint decision between me and my therapist that we're doing this now, and her really being okay with it, not just okay with it, but in many ways affirming these feelings that I felt going into the session as she talked with me. And, oh man, it's emotional. It feels very validating and good. And I'm interested to see what the future holds. I'm hopeful that anybody who's listening to this, if they have any reason to believe that their life could be better, that's the thing, is it's hard to know that you have mental health that could be better if you're in it. It's one of those catch-22 things, because it's your mental health that helps you make those decisions. It's a little bit different than a cut on your knee or something like that. I'd say, if you regularly feel like life is scary, then maybe that's a trigger to see somebody, to get help. And it's a lot easier than you think. For me, it was, in my town, there's two major healthcare systems, and I called one. Actually, I saw my primary healthcare clinician about another issue, and I mentioned that, you know, I was very sad, or I forget exactly what I said, but he referred me to the part of the healthcare system that helped people with mental health issues. And I set up an appointment there, and that's how it got started. And it's really been a wonderful part of my life. I'm very grateful. Very grateful to my therapist, to the people who helped me get here, those people I mentioned. And for anybody who hears this and is motivated by it or inspired by it, that would be my hope in sharing this, is that it helps somebody else change their life for the better. So that's where I'll leave it.
If you regularly feel like life is scary, then maybe that's a trigger to see a psychologist. I want to remember this statement from the episode. It helps me reflect on what life was like before, and it helps me know what steps I can take if I find myself there again. I'm grateful to have gotten comfortable enough with myself that I'm willing to share such an emotional, intimate recording from my life on the podcast. I'm grateful to know that this recording will be here for me to listen back to, or even share with my kids when a day comes when they might benefit from psychological help. Right now, at least for me, life isn't scary. Life is good. If you are interested in being a guest on the podcast, visit anchor.fm/asimplelife and leave me an audio message with your contact information. To support A Simple Life with Michael Jeffries, subscribe to the podcast, give us a rating on iTunes or Spotify, or best yet, share the podcast with a friend. Thanks for listening. We'll see you down the road.